This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
In the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, one of the big things in the news for several days and hitting even harder, it seems like this morning, is this coronavirus originally diagnosed in China, now found in the Northwest, and I guess down in California as well. What can you tell us about it?
Well, this is a relatively new virus that started in Wuhan, China. Wuhan, China is a big city, 11 million people, as big as Los Angeles and New York combined. And apparently from a seafood and live animal market, there were several cases of this, and it's now spread. There are about 2,700 cases in China with about 80 deaths. And there are now 5 cases in the United States.
One of the things that I've noticed in the last few days is just how quickly this ramped up. It's gone, you know, it went from, okay, there's one China, and then suddenly it's now there's more, and then it's into the U.S., and it seems to be moving awfully fast, which seems to have a lot of folks in public health concerned.
We are concerned. This virus does seem to have a quick spread. It seems that every person who has it has infected 2 or more other people, which means this could spread explosively. The good news is that, at least for many of the cases, it appears to be a survivable illness. The death rate, even in China, is only a couple of percent.
I know that in China right now, with some of the events on their calendar, I mean, they have kind of pulled to a halt of having big gatherings. There were some things with the Chinese New Year and things that were canceled just because getting a whole bunch of people together would increase the chances of cross-contamination and things like that. How would you maybe describe the coronavirus?
So the coronavirus has been around for a long time. There are many different kinds of coronavirus. Some cause minor things like colds. Coronavirus is a virus that's shared between humans and other animals. So bats, snakes, camels, civet cats all can carry coronavirus. And we think that the outbreaks of coronavirus likely come through animals. There are 2 previous coronavirus that were quite serious, and this is why we're a little bit more worried. One is SARS, which happened in 2002 and 2003. We think SARS spread probably from bats and civet cats to humans and caused some relatively severe lung disease. Later on in the 20-teens, there was MERS, which is also coronavirus. We think that spread through bats and camels.
Now, last Thursday or Friday, there was even some talk about increasing travel restrictions from different areas. What are you hearing?
So China has instituted some quarantine measures and some travel restrictions. There are no travel restrictions in the United States. Actually, just yesterday, I traveled back from the East Coast. There are an awful lot of people with surgical masks. So I think there is some worry out there.
Wow. Now, how far back did you come from yesterday?
I was in Richmond, Virginia yesterday, so I certainly saw many, many sick people.
Wow. So where do you think this is going to go next?
Well, if it's similar to the SARS and the MERS virus, we're expecting that there will be continued outbreaks probably in China. We think that the outbreaks in the United States would likely either be small or non-existent, but it's still something to pay attention to. But the biggest risk right now is influenza. So influenza is something that we know is here, something that we have a vaccine for. So I'd recommend that people get a flu vaccine.
Well, and, you know, I've been hearing just in the last week or so, along those lines of the, you know, kind of an extraordinary number of people sick around the community, hearing numbers from schools about, you know, staff and students being out in large numbers. And some of the people who get this flu-like symptoms seem to have it for quite a while.
Yes. So this year, the flu outbreak is a little different. This flu outbreak is an influenza B. So we've not really had an influenza B outbreak in about 25 years. So all of the young people have immune systems have never seen a B outbreak. So it seems to be really severe among the young kids. The good news is that young kids usually do well with this, but we're concerned that there's also influenza A out there that doesn't usually peak until late January or February. So we could have had a big outbreak of B and then still get a big outbreak of A. So if you haven't gotten your flu vaccine, please get one.
Well, I know we're going to be hearing more about coronavirus in coming days, but wanted to kind of get an update on things and other concerns like flu as well. Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:35 on the Morning Report.